Blog Talk Radio. Hey, 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 hey. It is Friday, April the 16th. 2021. Ooh, we made it. We made it through the week. Amen. What a joyous thing. Amen. If you had any problems through the week, I trust and pray that you relied on God the whole step of the way this week. Amen. Amen. Hey, I am Evangelist Faye, and to give you a word of encouragement for today, I'm not going to hold you long, and I just want to give you the progress report of Shirley Willis and her brother, Elder Ronnie, and I have a few other people that I have been praying for. They're recovering well, they're doing well, and I thank the good Lord. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word, let your spirit be within me to give and deliver this word. I pray for all those that are sick and shut in, and those that have survived COVID, and those lives that we have lost to COVID. Trust and pray that they belong to you, Lord. I pray for all these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My top is strengthening yourself in Him. Coming from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 6, and it reads, David was greatly distressed, for the man spoke of stoning him because the souls of them all were bitterly grieved, each man for his sons and daughters. But David encouraged and strengthened himself in the Lord, his God. Amen. Upon their return from battle, not only had David's family been kidnapped, but also the families of his men. In their grief, they blamed David and plotted his death. He had no one to help him process his own sorrow except God. Have you ever navigated a tough situation alone? There are times when we have to walk through the valley without anyone by our side. No one there to encourage us or share hard-won wisdom. No one available to hold our hand through the hard parts. No one around to give us a hug or sit and listen as we talk it out. Sometimes it's just us going solo. Like David, it's vital we know how to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. It might consist of desperate conversations with Him. It might entail reading His word or speaking out scriptures that remind us who He is. It might be listening to worship music or figuratively crawling into our daddy's lap and crying those big crocodile tears. Remember, you have everything you need to encourage and strengthen yourself in God as you walk out this hard season. That is my word of encouragement today, is strengthening yourself in him, in the Lord, in Jesus, in your word, and in your deed. Lord, help us to learn to strengthen ourselves when no one is around. I'm so thankful that you always make a way out of no way. Hey, again, I'm Evangelist Faye. This is your word for Friday, April the 16th. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Remember, COVID has not disappeared. Still continue to wear your mask, sanitize, 6 feet apart, and use common sense when having family gatherings or any type of gathering. Keep it safe and keep it right and keep it tight. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a God-fearing weekend. Amen. Amen. I'll see you Monday with another word of encouragement. God bless you. And I love you. Amen. Amen.